Lesson 19. Breach, breach. Clammy, clammy. Construct, construct. Elaborate, elaborate. Fragrant, fragrant. Furnish, furnish. Haven, haven. Install, install. Massive, massive. Repel, repel. Restore, restore. Retaliate, retaliate. Stench, stench. Strew, strew. Vicinity, vicinity. Read the passage below, then complete the exercise that follows. The Great Age of Castles. Castles seem magical places to those who have only read about them in fairy tales. The reality, however, was much different. Although they were homes to queens and kings and to great ladies and lords, we can tell from the castles that have survived that they were not pleasant places in which to live. Their outside walls were made of massive blocks of stone and were up to 20 feet thick. Living inside such thick stone walls must have felt like living in a cave, for the rooms inside the castle were often clammy. Icy drafts blew through the narrow, glassless windows in winter, adding to the discomfort of the inhabitants. The stench from the animals kept inside the castle, as well as from the unwashed bodies of the people, would have been overpowering, especially during the heat of summer. Fragrant herbs were used to mask the smells. One of the servants' jobs was to strew them on the castle floors. The Great Age of Castle Building was the 700-year period from around 800 to 1500. A castle built at the beginning of this period was a fairly simple wooden construction and has long since disappeared. One built later was made of stone and much more elaborate, with many private rooms, splendid furnishings, and a great hall where banquets were held and visitors were greeted and entertained. The main reason for building a castle was to provide a sanctuary in times of danger, not only for those who made their homes inside its walls, but also for those who lived in the vicinity. They could move inside the castle grounds if a hostile army approached. An attacking army had first to cross the moat, a wide, deep trench filled with water, which surrounded the castle. Then the attackers had to scale the high outside walls on ladders or platforms. Those defending the castle would retaliate by shooting arrows at them, or by dropping rocks, or pouring boiling liquids on them. If the attackers were repelled, they might begin a siege, hoping to starve the defenders into surrendering. A siege could last for many months before one side or the other gave up. When gunpowder came into use around 1500, cannons could breach even the thickest walls, and castles were no longer the havens they had once been. Many were abandoned and fell into ruin, but a number of them are still standing. In some cases, their modern owners have restored them and made them comfortable for today's occupants by installing modern plumbing and electricity. Many castles are open to the public as museums or luxury hotels. Today you can enjoy some of the bygone magic of castles by visiting castles in Germany, particularly along the Rhine River, and Great Britain.